Yibukah Tov. Today's daf is daf Yud Beis in Tanis. Left off yesterday, three lines from the top of the page. Arav Chista Kol Tanis Shlo Shokol Chama. A Tanis which did not have sunset on it, meaning you have to fast the whole day. Lav Shmei Tanis, as we explained at the end of yesterday's daf, that a Tanis for Shos, when we said either Tanis for Shos is okay, that didn't mean that you could fast a half a day. It meant that if you fasted a half a day by chance, and then you decided to extend it till the end of the day, that's also considered a tanis. But here he says clearly that a tanis has to last the whole day. Meisvei, anche mishmar misanin v'lo mashlimin. The people who worked in the base of Mishra, the Kwanim Levim, the people whose shift was that day, they would fast, but they wouldn't complete the fast. So you see that it's considered a fast, even though they didn't complete it until sundown. And it says, hasan l'tzur nafshe ba'amahu. There they're simply trying to afflict themselves. In other words, there they simply want to show camaraderie with the rest of Bnei Yisrael who's fasting, so they also fasted a little bit, but it didn't really mean that they had a fast and they could eat whenever they wanted to. Tashma, yet another proof like this. Tamar of Lazar, Rab Tzadok, Anibi Bnei Barav Shal Sana Ben Binyamin. I'm from the Sana, I'm from the family of Sana, who was from the Binyamin family. And they, Rashi explains that they were one of three families that were Zocha to bring the Eitzim on the Marocha. Now, there's anybody could donate any time they want. You could donate wood. But these families, at these certain times, their wood was actually used because of various good things that they did. So he says, I came from that family. In other words, they had a certain period of time in the year when they were designated to bring the wood. And there was a big covenant for them. It was considered a yontif for the family. One time, Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos, but Dechonu Lach Shabbos. We know that when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, you keep it on Sunday. Now, what happened was the next day, though, so everybody else fasted on Yud B'Av, right? Sunday. We fasted below Shalom, but we didn't complete the fast, because it happened to be that we had a conflict. The day after Tisha B'Av for everybody else was a fine day. You could fast. For us, it was a holiday because that's when they brought the Eitzim on the Marocha. So it was a yontif, so we didn't fast the whole day. So here also you see that you fasted even though you don't complete the fast. There simply it's because you wanted to afflict yourselves. You wanted to show a little pain to identify yourself with the rest of Bnei Yisrael, but it wasn't really a fast. As we'll see, that different fasts that they had, or different holidays that they had when they came in conflict with fast days, What happened in those cases?
This was because it was a nidcha, do you think?
No. Yeah.
Been a nidcha,
then they wouldn't have done it because then they had never made a fast on. They would have never kept a holiday on Tisha B'Av. That's right. Clear. They wouldn't have made that a holiday. But because it was a nidcha, so everybody else kept it. But for us, we had a conflict. In other words, like it's a yontif for you. We'll see other conflicts. We'll see how this comes out later on about conflicts between a fast day and a holiday. So here again, it's not a real fast day. That's why they said they just fasted it to be identify with the rest of Israel. Toshma Adam Rabbi Yochanan Ech Ahal
B'Tanis. I mean, but we wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do
it. No, we don't have it today. We don't have it.
Let's say you have okay. A bris.
The combination today, that's considered a very private thing. Right. And Anachanami, the bris for the fast, you'd eat, but you don't eat on the fast itself. In other words, right. We don't do that. And that's considered a very private thing. You don't go against the tzibur. But the only comparison would be Purim and Hanukkah that we have left that you don't fast on those days. If there was a fast in a case like that, what you do? So would you make a fast? So he said Purim and Hanukkah preceded the rain issue of and therefore we keep Purim and Hanukkah. In other words, if let's say it came out Hanukkah, you had a fast because there was no rain, as we'll see later on if there was no rain. But Hanukkah takes precedence because that was there first. As we'll see, we'll describe this in more detail. Tashma Rabbi Yochanan, Ahal B'Tanis Hashem V'Lebeis. A man says, listen, I'm going to fast until I get to my house. I'm out of here, I'm going to fast until I get to my house. So, and he's in a fast. He's fasting for 2-3 hours. And you see that's considered a fast. Again, that's not a real fast. He was trying to get rid of the president. The royal palace invited him to eat. And he says he didn't want to eat there. He was just trying to get out of it. So he says, oh, I'm fasting. It was just like an answer. He wasn't really fasting. It's just like he has to fast until he gets home. He says, I'm gonna fast until I get home. I'm fasting because he was just trying to get out of it. Ahu l'shmutei nafshi, he was just trying to escape. He was only doing it to get out of the royal invitation. So therefore we come out that a real fast is only a fast that goes till the end of the day. And these other times where you find that people fasted for a few hours in there, those were simply, those weren't really fast. They were just some identifying with the people who are trying to get out of something. Tanis also, in order for it to be a Tanis, to be counted as a Tanis, you have to accept it the day before. You have to say, I'm going to fast tomorrow. Be Yosef Mai. Let's say you fasted and you didn't accept it the day before. Amar Bar Shila, Dummy, it's like Lamapucha de Malizika. It's like bellows full of air. It's just air. It doesn't mean anything. It's empty. It's just full of air because it's not considered a fast. Let's say you made up that you're going to fast on Monday and Thursday next week. But the Sunday before, the day before, you didn't accept it. You have to physically accept it. You have to say, if you didn't, that doesn't count as a fast. So you fasted like you just didn't eat all day, but it's not a real fast. It's not the fast that you're obligated to. Yeah. Amos, we got one of you, Makabal. So Rav says, Mincha. Mincha meaning in the afternoon. Wherever you are, I could be in the street and I could just say, I'm going to fast tomorrow. Shmuel over betfilas mincha. You have to accept the tefilas mincha. There's a nusach for that in the tefilah that I'm going to accept the fast tomorrow. Shmuel, you have to accept the tefilas mincha. Amar Rabbi Yosef, kavasu to Shmuel mistaf. It's probably like Shmuel. Why? Dechsiv. It says Megillas Tanis. Again, Megillas Tanis was a Megillah in which they listed all the various rabbinic holidays that were extant at that time that it was prohibited to fast on those days. Now, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, we had this before, after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, that was all batel. That was all batel. So those holidays don't exist anymore, except for Purim and Hanukkah. Those are the only two rabbinic holidays which remain. So it says over there, it says in Megillas Tanis, it says it's written because it's a Megillah. Megillas Tanis, call inish deyaisi aloi mekamis dana. Anybody who had accepted upon himself a fast before these holidays. And as at that time, when Megillas Tanis was written, you couldn't fast on these holidays because these were rabbinic holidays because of events that occurred. The rabbis declared it to be a holiday. And you can't fast on those days, right? However, if, let's say, you had accepted the fast before this decree came about this particular holiday, then yes, sir, you could bind yourself. Then you bind yourself with the fast. Call inish the ICLA, Mekamasana, if you accepted the fast before, in other words, you had accepted the fast before, then yasa, you should bind yourself for the fast. My love yasa asim mitzilah, doesn't it mean you bind yourself with the davening, indicating like Shmuel that you have to, when you obligate yourself to fast by saying a special tefillah in mincha before the fast. So the Gemara says, it doesn't mean yes, it doesn't necessarily mean binding, maybe it means you can explain it to mean yasa atzmo, he's forbidden to fast. In other words, he's forbidden, call in Shiaisel Mekamis Danov, accept that upon us, Yasser Atzmo, he is forbidden to keep it, meaning he is, for Rashi says that Yasser means, if he had a Tanis before, right? The no ben tefila, the ben shalavet tefila, whether he daven or not, it's also in other words, if he had accepted a kol nidish the asiel and becomes if he'd accepted a fast from himself before, then he's also to be. It's also for him to eat. So he could learn the word yesar not as he should bind himself, which indicates like Shmuel that you have to be makabla and tefila, but rather like the other sheet that Rav says yasar atzma, meaning if he had accepted before the rabbis decreed this to be a holiday, if he had accepted upon himself that day that he's going to fast, then it's also for him to eat. It's also for him to eat. Pligabar Rav Chia of Rav Shimon Ber Ravi. This Machlokes Rav is a Machlokes actually between Rav Chia and Rav Shimon Ber
Ravi. This Gemara is talking about fasts that are not community fasts. In other words, the regular
fast. The Taina of Yochid. We're going to talk about community fasts also shortly, but this is a particular fast. Now, a person who fasts a community fast should also be Mekabel the day before, the community fast that they had. The four or five fasts that we do, that's already, you don't have to do because that's so like in the calendar.
It's
a given. But the other ones, we'll see, you're makabel both. So one says that it means you bind yourself, that you have to accept it the day before in davening. The chadomer yes, so that it's also for you to eat. Mandam yeser, can I mean like we said? But is it more like bishlam? Bishlam mandam yeser, can I mean it? El mandam yeser ma'i. Where does he get that word? Also, that is also. Where does he find that? He is another brisa. The Tanya of Megillas Tanis called Inish the Yaisilah Mekamis Danah Ye Aser. There's another brisa which says almost the same thing. It says whoever had accepted a fast before these holidays were decreed is forbidden to eat. Kate said, what should he do? Yachad Shkibul of Shani Chamisha. Let's say an individual accepted to fast Monday and Thursday. There were a lot of holy people, even in modern times, who accepted themselves always to fast. Monday and Thursday they fasted, right? Shokola Shana Kula, accepted as this. The Iruba Yom Tovim Aksuv Megillas Tanis. And on one of those Mondays and Thursdays, it happened to be one of these holidays that the rabbis had decreed in Megillas Tanis. Im Nedro Kodem Gzeira Sons, if he made a neder that he's going to fast Monday and Thursday, if that was before the Gzeira of what? Of not fasting on these partial holidays, these rabbinic holidays. Yaftal Nidros, as Gzeira Seinu, then his neder is Mavatal the Gzeira. In other words, he fasts on Monday and Thursday. Vim Gzeira Seinu Kodem Sle Nidra, but let's say our Gzeira that don't fast on those days because of these holidays preceded his neder, which his neder was to fast on Monday and Thursday, and Tabatal Gzeira Seinu Nidra, then Gzeira should Mavatal the neder. So you could learn it both ways. Yeoser, that he shouldn't eat, or Yeser, that he should bind himself with the tefillah. We pass like Shmuel, you're supposed to accept the tannis in the mincha before, otherwise it's not considered a tannis.
How's the gzera mevatel his neder?
Because the rabbi said, if we declared, let's say, Sivan Chavav to be a holiday, and when we made that declaration, he hadn't yet accepted that day as a fast day, then he has to keep the holiday. He can't fast on that day.
Even though he made a neder.
But he made the neder subsequent, then he could do it. It's like, I make a neder, I'm going to fast on Rosh Hashanah. You can't make a neder, like you're all in mechuyif to eat.
But the neder itself is like zero?
It's mutl, right, it's zero. It's zero, it has no effect. No, because it's not a neder. Right, it's not a neder, it's mutl. No, it's that. Now, it could very well be that a person makes a real neder on something, if he's makabal like a neder, we'll see. If it has the function of a neder, then maybe he should have a taras and darim because he says he's going to fast, but because he possibly said. On the other hand, you could say it's mush bevodim darasina. You can't, like you're supposed to do this before. So the question is, it depends on the case. So for example, a person says,
like
it's good.
Can I make a neder, I'm going to be mechal shabbos.
Right, you can't do that. Or if I make a neder, I'm going to eat on Yom Kippur. But like fasting on Shabbos, which is an Isser, it's not the same. You're not Mechal, it's not Mechal Shabbos, it's not a Melacha D'Oraisa if you don't eat. We'll talk about cases like that too. So if it's something which goes against the Torah clearly, then you're not from Matal Neder because he's already Mush Bovin. But if it's something where the Neder could be Chal, let's say for example, I made a Neder that I'm not going to eat on Shabbos, then Neder could be Chal. You're a bad boy, and you have to make up for it, but you're a bad boy, so then you wouldn't eat a Torah and Torah. Tanur Banan, Ad Mosai Ochel B'Shosa, on these fasts that we've discussed till now, where it's either an individual fast or it's the first three fasts as the rabbis decreed. If you look back on the Mishnah Daf Yud that we had the other day, the rabbi said if it came Rosh Chodesh Kislev, there was no rain yet, the rabbis were goes there the first three of the fasts on the whole tzibur. See, until that point, if it's Yud Zayin, Mar Cheshvan happened, there was no rain, then only the individuals, the tzaddikim, the chashim of people, they would fast. Those were individual fasts. If Rosh Chodesh Kislev came, and then the rabbis were goes to three fasts on the whole tzibur. But still, it was the kind of fast that we keep, like now, Shivas Batamas, Sar Batavas, you only fast during the day. So till when can you eat and drink? Ad She'el Amr Shachar. You can eat the whole night until Amr Shachar. Divrei Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Amar, Ad She'kros HaGever. Apparently that's a little bit even earlier, until the beginning of Kros HaGever. The Gemara also talked about Kros HaGever, the Kros HaGever when the cock crows, it's like, he does it like three times, it's like the first time. But in any case, we hold that it's Ad She'el Amr Shachar. Amr Abaye, Lo Shana El Shachar, Gemar Sasso. That's only if you hadn't finished your meal. You're eating the whole night. So you got to stop at Amr Shachar. But let's say you finished your meal at 2 o'clock at night, then you're done. Avol Gemar Sasso, Einoch, you can't eat anymore. Consider meal. Eisvei Rav, Rav says, Gemar Ba'almad, if you finished and you stood up again, right? You finished your meal and you stood up, Harei Zoho, you could still eat again, even though you've sort of finished your meal. There you didn't remove the table. Removing the table means you didn't clean up the table. So the table's still set, so just getting up, you could have just get up for a stretch. But the table's still set, you're still eating there. But if you finished your meal, according to Abai, if you finished your meal, you can't eat anymore. Some say, so you didn't go to sleep. If he's gone to sleep, in other words, that the night before a fast, like night before Shabbat service, once you go to sleep, you shouldn't eat anymore in the morning. Of course, what we do is, here, you made up, unless we make up, you're going to get up in the morning, and then you had a special kavanah. But normally, Avol Yashan, Ein Ochel. Eisvei Abaye, Abaye says Yashan. Now here, it's before we had his Amar Rava, and before also, if you look at the side, he says there that it's Abaye, a Rava said this, and Abaye asked the Kasha. So here it's also, you can argue that Rava said this, that's only if you didn't sleep yet, but if you slept, you can't eat anymore. Abaye asked the Kasha, Yashan V'Amen. If you went to sleep and you got up from sleep, you woke up, you're allowed to eat again. So it shows you that even if you went to sleep, the fast doesn't start yet. You could still eat. There, you didn't really sleep. You were just dozing off. Whenever the Gemara talks about Mestam, it always says, how do you describe dozing off. And Ravashi, nim v'lo nim, sleep but not fully asleep. Tir v'lo tir, awake but not fully awake. Tekar v'lo v'ani, if you speak to him, he answers, but he answers in a drowsy way. V'lo yado r'sfar, but you ask him something that requires thought, he can't, you know, he's half asleep, he can't think. V'chimit k'lo emek, but if you remind him of something, he says, yeah, remind me in the morning. You know, like you're a guy who's half asleep. So in a case like that, when he didn't really sleep, he was half awake, then he can continue eating. But if he fell asleep, and you didn't make up to eat in the morning. And that's a regular, if you're on a fast day and you didn't make up that you're going to get up early in the morning like we do and eat, and you went to sleep at night's time, you can't eat the next morning. You may not eat the next morning. Okay, that's that halach. Omer Rav Kana, Omer Rav Yochach Kvilav Tanis, Osim Nel Sasandal. An individual, there's two kinds of fasts. There's a fast of an individual, which we said is only during the day, and there's the fast of the tzibur. The first fast that we said, the first three fasts of the tzibur, also only day fasts. But there's two kinds. Is that of a tanis of a tzibur. And the kind of a tzibur, the normal kind of a tzibur, where everybody fasts a 24-hour fast, like Yom Kippur. So he says, if an individual accepted upon himself a tanis, he shouldn't wear shoes in the morning either. Chashin and Shem a tanis tzibur kibbalah, because you're not sure. The guy himself doesn't even know what he's doing. He just knows he's supposed to fast. He's not sure. He's not a big Talmid Chacham, knows it's a sign. Yachad a tzibur. So if a guy fasts stam, he says, I'm going to accept the fast, he shouldn't wear shoes. So what should he do to get around that problem? Amar Rav Barshila, then he should say, Lamachar, this is what he should say. Lamachar, ahalufanecha b'tanis yachad. Tomorrow I'm going to keep a tanis yachad. I'm only going to fast during the day, which means he doesn't have to abstain from the five isurim, you know, from five isurim, you know, Neil Sasandal, Tashmish Shemitah, etc. Yeah, but he says specific tanis yachad.
We're talking about a guy who doesn't know what he's doing.
So if a guy says it's stam, he's not really, it shows that he's not sure. Yeah, and it's the way to do it is I'm going to accept the tanis yachad. Right, he doesn't know. In other words, if he just said it's stam, if he knows, the way to get around it is if he knows, he should say yachad. But if he didn't say yachad, we have to assume that maybe he wasn't quite sure, and therefore he should keep it. If you ask the rabbi will tell him you can't wear shoes. But if you know what you're doing, then you say tanis yachad. I see the rabbis who on a tanis sibur here in Bavel. The rabbis, they wear shoes, and they come and they fast. They come to the house of the fasting, they come to the shul, we're saying anenu, everything, and they're wearing shoes, even on a time of seaboard. Ikbitz, Rav Sheshes got angry because Rav Sheshes held they're not allowed to do that. He told them, maybe they're eating too. In other words, that's forbidden, and maybe they're also eating. What do I know what they're doing? He was upset about that because. Remember, we had this line before, that Shmuel says that in Bavel, the only Tainus Sibur is Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Otherwise, he doesn't hold of the Tainus Sibur. In Eretz Yisrael, the ones that are enumerated in the next Mishnah, the other fasts that we're going to have, there's 13 public fasts that the rabbi said when there's no more rain to keep fasting. The first three we discussed before, those aren't really, they're public fasts, but they don't have the full potency of a regular public fast because he only fasted half a day and wasn't also in Tashmish Shemitah and work, etc. But the other 10 that we're going to describe shortly, those are Tainus Sibur, and you can't doubt Rav Sheshes held, they were full fasts, even in Bavel. Rav Shmuel disagreed. So when rabbi said to Rav Sheshes, listen, I see the rabbis, they wear shoes. The reason they wear the shoes is because they all like Shmuel. There's no real Tainus Sibur in Bavel except those five. In other words, you fast, but not you don't fast with all the Enuyim. So because he was sometimes out of Basla Ben Nessus, but he was upset for Amul Dilma Mechonam Yachol. Abayev Rava Ma'ili, they would come into shul, ki mesaimi apansa. They would wear shoes that had only leather tops, not leather bottoms. And as they wore a different kind of shoes, what he's saying is that they wore a shoe without a sole, but not that they felt that against Shmuel, because we pass like Shmuel, that in Bavel, in Chutzlars, you don't even have a real Tainus Sibur that you have to keep the Inuim, but they want to show that, just remind them that it's a fast day. They would switch the right and left shoes. I guess, you know, they weren't made like they are today. You could switch the right and left pretty easily to remind them. Rabban and Debe, Ravashi, Nafka, Kiyochai. They would just wear the regular shoes. Savri, they held Kihodom or Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ain time to serve Bubble, Ela Tishba, Bilvad. The only thing to serve besides the, of course, in Kippur is a Tishba. So it could be that Abai of Rabba held, and Marema Marzutra felt that, they said that they wore the shoes. But they just switched them. It's still wearing shoes. Apparently, they held like Shmuel, but they just did it for a hecker, like a shinui, to show a hecker that you should know that what's going on.
Nowadays, we don't even hold the hearings.
Right. We don't hold. Right.
Well, Tisha B'Av.
Well, we don't have any other fast day. We don't have any. If the rabbis were gozer or tainus on lack of rain, that's what we're just going to be discussing. Tisha B'Av is not rain. No, only Tisha B'Av. The other ones are not. The other ones are like we have. What do we have? We have Tisha B'Av and the other four. So those aren't tainus sibur. It's a tainus sibur, but it doesn't have the full potency of the five inuyim. That's what he means. Ain't tying the sefer bubble that you keep the inuyim except for Tisha B'Av. Amar Rabbi Rav Lobo and Tanis, a person can borrow his fast, pray and pay it back. Meaning, I wanted to fast today. I accepted to fast today, but then something came up. There was a party. I didn't know about the party. So I'll say, you know what? Okay, I'll eat today and I'll make it up with another fast. You could do that. Rabbi Rav says you could do Lobo and Tanis and pray. Can we skip a Shmuel? When I said in front of Shmuel, I'm really, why not? Is it a neder, the losagi, the lo mishalim? Right? Is it a netter? Like, as if to say, it's not really a netter. And the first gang of Shmuel saying he wasn't a netter. He just said, if he could, he'll fast. If he not. Is it a netter that he shouldn't pay it back? A netter, you have to be mashlim. If you make a netter, you have to pay it back. But this is a Litzuri Nafshi. He simply wanted to afflict himself. If he's able to, he's able to. If he's not able, he's not able to. In other words, it's not even, it's a Kabbalah, it's not even a netter. Economy says, say, no, the Shmuel didn't go that far. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, lo b'adam tanas apray, a person could borrow his fast and pay it back later on. Can be skam a Shmuel, when I said in front of Shmuel, Amar Li, not that, you know, why should you have to pay it back? The first guy goes, what do you have to pay it back for? If he doesn't fast, he didn't make a netter. He just said, if I can fast, I'll fast. If he couldn't, he couldn't. He says, it is a netter. Amar Li, the second guy, can be skam a Shmuel, Amar Li, cheat, of course you should pay it back. Lo yael a netter, even if it's only a simple netter. Netter mi lo matzi. Don't you have to pay it back? Don't you have to pay it back the next day or some other day? It's no worse than a netter. Just like a netter, you have to make up here. Also, you have to make up. This is also a netter.
If it's a netter, and the netter is I'm going to fast tomorrow.
Right.
What's the issue of making it up? You have to fast tomorrow.
Oh, so the,
in other words, what if it's a netter? Like, why can you change the rules?
Right. You can change the rules because the netter is the netter is chal that you have to pain yourself and fast for a day.
Right.
But this that you said it's for tomorrow, that could be exchanged. I can exchange that. That's the point. Even though I said tomorrow, I can exchange it for another day if I choose. The netter is on the eating as on the eating for a day. Okay. Right. Like, how can you do it? The answer is that you could do it if something else came up. That's the special thing about accepting a tannus. You could do it, you can exchange it for another day. That's the chiddush, that even though I accepted this day, I can accept as long as I make it up with another day. Went to the house of Rav Asi, Avdulei Iglatos, they made him a third grown calf. In other words, it's a delicacy. Usually you translate it as a third grown calf. Some say it was a calf that was a third to its mother. Another pshat that it's just like the choicest part of the animal. Amalei, Litzamar made it, have a bite. Amalei, Batanisius, and I'm in a fast. Amalei, I tell him, Velosif Mar, borrow it, Velifra. Borrow it now and pay it back later on, just that you could postpone your fast. It says, don't you hold of this? We say, you could pay it back. So even though you accepted upon a fast, but you know, you accept on a fast, you could also say that had you known that you were going to be offered this good meal, you wouldn't have accepted. It's also like, it's sort of like that, you know, that it's like a tonight. You know, it's like, how are they mater and netter? Because they said, had you known this, you would have known this. So here also, had you known, you'd have been too hungry or the food would have been good, whatever, so you could pay tax amounts. Then you don't even have to do that, because then they're okrit entirely. Here they're simply saying that you accepted upon yourself a fast, but you know what, since circumstances are very common that you need to eat, so you can fill it up some other time.
If you make an end, they say, I'm not going to have any halal for burping.
Yeah.
You meant curd.
Yeah. No, that's a different. That's changing words. Right. You said it depends on who the food's from. Right.
Timing.
And also, you meant for a specific day, probably there too, right? You didn't. Whatever. But then, right. No, this is for specifically for fasting. Only for fasting do we say the special leniency. Then when it comes to fasting, you can make it up with another day. So they asked him, so this rabbi went there to the house of Rav Asi. Rav Shubar Vidi went to Rav Asi, and they offered him a good meal. And he said, no, I'm fasting. He says, so pay it, so have a meal now and make it up later on. That's where Yudov says you can pay it back later on. Amalu Tanis Chalom, it's the Tanis Chalom. He had a bad dream and he needed the Tanis. Amarav Rav Chasi, Amarav Chama, Bar Gurya, Amarav Yofa Tanis Lachalom, a fast helps get rid of the effects of a bad dream. Ke'esh Lenor, it's just like fire consumes flax. In other words, the way to get around a bad dream, problem is it puts you in a bad mood because you're nervous about it, is to fast. So he didn't want to get that. The Amar of Chis, Rav Chissa said, but we almost only fast that day. So also, why don't you make up the fast some other time? The answer is because it's got to be that day. Rav Yosef, Afil B'Shabbos. If you had a bad dream on Friday night, and you want to temper the effect of the dream on your psyche, you should fast, even if it's on Shabbos. My Tekante, how do you rectify that? Fasting on Shabbos is an Isser. It's not even a Deraisa, but it's an Isser. It says, you should fast another day to make up for that Tanis. In other words, the punishment for fasting on Shabbos, which you must do in order to, you had to do it because
then fast for fasting.
Psychologically, you got to fast for fasting. And that's how you make it up. So we see over here that a fast could be made up, but it must be made up. In other words, we go like the second round of Shmuel, not that accepting a fast is simply like, you know, maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't, but it's rather it has the effect of a netter, and you have to have the fast, unless you do a tarsan darim, or you make it up some other time. Avru elu v'lomenu. Now, what happened was we said in the previous Mishnah that after Rosh Chodesh Kislev happened and there was still no rain, the rabbi said, fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. Right? But those were a half-day fast. Only during the day without the inuyu. You fast from sundown, from sunrise to sundown. Alos ha-shachar until sundown. Now, let's say it didn't help. You fasted those 3 times and you still were not answering. We're still in the rain. Bezin goes and gets Gimel Tanei Sechers. Bezin tells the people you have to fast 3 more fasts. Now we're up to fast number 4, 5, and 6 of the Tzibur. Ochum v'shasim b'yom. Now these fasts are already 24-hour fasts. You can only eat until sundown. Basun mamlach, you can't work. Uvrechitza v'sich v'san el tzitzan. So we see over here like this. You can't eat for 24 hours, but during the day, you may not work or wash or anoint yourself, wear shoes, etc. Tashur shemitah. But notice machatzos, they lock up the bathhouses. In other words, let everybody know this is a fast day. We're not going for a schwitz now. Let's say these 3 fast days passed and they were still not answered, despite their davening, etc., and their fasting. Bezin goes along, Ocheb, another 7 fasts. So a total of 13. 3 from the previous Mishnah, this 3 is 6, plus 7 more. These 7 are greater stringency than the first ones. Sheba Elu must be on these. We cry out. We'll see if that means with trumpets or davening. Sheba Elu Masriyan. But no, since we close all the stores, not just the bathhouse, we close all the stores. B'sheni, if it's on a Monday, Matnim Cheshecha. In the evening, you turn it a little bit. Now, so you can open the doors of the stores a little bit in the evening, because that's when people have to break their fast, so you can sell some produce, open up the makolos in the evening of Chamishi. If on the Thursday, the fast, which is Thursday, Mutarin, then you're allowed to open up and they cover Shabbos, because then people have to buy the supplies for Shabbos, so the stores are kept open. Let's say these 7 passed. Now you have a total of 13 fasts besides the fast that the individuals did, the Yechidim. 13 fasts have passed and there's still no rainfall in Enu. Mamat, Mamasamatan, you do less business. Babinya, you don't build. Manatia, you don't plant. Be'er Samsun, marriages don't take place. Michelle Shon, people don't talk to one another. Kibbenei Adam is something like people who were in Chayram. Lamak, people who were put in Chayram. It's like nobody talks. Everybody walks around with a heavy, you know, long face. Hayachirim, Chos Masan, and the individuals continue fasting. Achetzis, until Nissan's over. In other words, he can't be goes on more than the 13th fast on the Tzibur. It's already too much. But Yechidim can keep on fasting. Yotze Nissan v'yodek Shem. Let's say it didn't rain until after Nissan. Then Simin Kol Shneimar Halok Tzir Chitim Ayom. This is the time already when it's supposed to be gathered in, not when it's supposed to rain. It's too late for this year's crop. Bishlom Mekulu Islu.
It hasn't been raining.
Bishlom Mekulu. It hasn't been raining. Right. But it still occurs. It's not going to do anything either. No, it's not going to do anything. So Bishlom Mekulu is Plutonic. I understand these things are like an enjoyment. Rechitza Sicha Tashmi Shemitah V'Mlocha Tzaru. Going to work is usually tsar. So why is that? You know, it's a tsar. If why are you allowed to not work, or why do you say you shouldn't work? Amar Chisda Rav Yirmi Bar Abba. Amar Kuro Apostle says Kitshu Tzom. In other words, even Kitshu Tzom, sanctify a fast day. Kiro Atzar, call in a gathering. Isfus Kanim, gather this Kanim. And it's called a gathering. This Tzom is called a gathering, like it's called Atzara, like Atzeres, right? Atzeres, Ma Atzeres, also Vasiyas Malchus, just like Yontav Atzeres, which is Shavuos. We can't do Malchus Aftanios, also Vasiyas Malchus. In other words, not because it's not because by not working it's considered an Inui. Not working may be considered a pleasure, but the point is, it's not a pasuk that on a fast day you don't work. Yimat seres mortis, so maybe you shouldn't work from the night before. Aftanas namei yurta. Also, just like fasting, it's just like not working. You can't work on yantav even from the night before, when veil yantav, when it starts. So maybe a tanas also you shouldn't be able to work the night before, like with eating. Gathering the skanim. Dimya to say, when do you make a when does there a sifas skanim? When do the elders gather together? Masiv skanim beyom during the day. Avtom nami beyom. So during the day also, when do you not work? When is it matzeres? When is it like not working? It's only during the day. Maybe it's only from midday. Maybe that's because usually people have gatherings, it's in the afternoon. Gatherings take place starting in the morning. That's when they usually start, 9 a.m. Hechi of it, so what do they do? So how do you keep taking fast? So you say you're not supposed to, from the nighttime you can't eat. During the day you can't have, you don't work, and you know, you gather the people together, and you daven, etc. And you can't do rechitza, sicha, and tesh mishamita, you can't do that stuff. How do you spend the day? Omer baya, mitzafrat, pal goyoma, from morning until midday, ma'inin and b'milson mila masa. You check out the financial matters of the city. You see who's cheating who, who's stolen from who, and you try to rectify those situations. You pacify them, you pay them back. But yeah, read the paper, try to rectify this. That's what you do in the morning. Bikan ba'ilch, in the afternoon. So you have half a day left, a quarter of the day, the first half of that day, you read by Yechal, and Dirshu Hashem b'yimotzo, and Naftorah, that's what you do, you read. Mikan v'ayilach, the last quarter of the day, v'ina rachmeyu mispal, sh'nem v'yikumu alamdam, they stood up on their places where they stood, v'yikru b'sefer Torah Hashem alakayim, they read in the Sefer Torah Hashem, right, revias yom, for a quarter of the day, right, revias, and the last revias, misfadim, what's he doing? They confess. Right, they confess. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the third quarter of the day, the first quarter of the second half of the day, maybe that's when they daven, and then the last part they said they lay in Bayachal and Dirshu. To me, they gathered all the people who were trembled at the God of Israel, the words of God of Israel. Al Mala Gola for the sin of the Gola, meaning that he fasted. And in the evening, I got from my tanis, the efreshakapai el Hashem, and I put my hands out to Hashem. So you see that the last quarter of the day is when they were mispal, when they spread their hands out and they prostrated themselves and they dive into Hashem. So it means that in the third quarter of the day, in the beginning of the second half of the day, that's when they leaned, v'yichal, and they said, Dirshu Hashem. And the last part of the day, that's when they davened individually, they cried out to Hashem, and they were, boy, rachmi. That's the last part of the day. And that's how they were knowing on a fast day. All right, we'll pick up here tomorrow, Mr. Shem.